Now, if you do not have a handkerchief that you wanted to send, well, then you just write anyhow. If you don't need it right now, keep it in the book of Acts in the Bible, the 19th chapter. And it'll be a form of a little white ribbon that will be set in instructions how to confess your sins first. And thank you. How to confess your sins. You must never try to get anything from God without first being right with God. See? And then you're instructed in this to call your neighbors in and your pastor. If you got anything that's in your heart against anyone, go make it right first. And come back and then pray, have a prayer meeting in your home and pin this handkerchief to your underneath garment, then believe God. And at that very 3 hours each day, there'll be people around the world praying, a chain around the world. And now it's yours absolutely free. Just send and now we will not be writing back to you to dun you or to tell you some program that we have. We want you to support program, but we don't have any for you to support, see. So you, it's not to get your address, it's just merely accommodation and a ministry of the Lord's that we're trying to carry on. Now, let us bow our heads, and if you're in radio land, have your handkerchief laying there, just put your own hand up on it while we pray. Gracious Lord, we bring to Thee these little parcels. Perhaps some of them look to be maybe little vest for a baby or some little undershirt or maybe a little pair of booties or something, a handkerchief that's going to the sick and the afflicted. Lord, it is according to Thy Word that we do this. For we read in the book of Acts that they taken from the body of Your servant, Paul, handkerchiefs and aprons, because they believed that Your Spirit was on the man. And unclean spirits went out of people, and afflictions and diseases left them, because they believed. And now we realize, Lord, that we're not St. Paul, but we know that You still remain Jesus. And we pray that You'll honor the faith of these people. And it was said once that when Israel, trying to obey God, had been caught into a trap, the sea before them, the mountains on either side, and Pharaoh's army approaching. And one has said that God looked down through that pillar of fire with angered eyes, and the sea got scared and rolled back itself and made a path for Israel to cross to the promised land. Oh Lord, look down again when these parcels are laid up on the sick bodies in commemoration of Thy living Word. And may the disease get scared. Look through the blood of Thy Son Jesus who died for this atonement. And may the enemy be scared and move away, that these people might move into the promise that above all things that it is Your desire that we prosper in health. Grant it, Father, for we send it with that attitude in our heart. And that's our objective. We send it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.